Malach Malav Paraches Pasig Lamed Gimel. So Shlomo HaMelech is delineating some things that maybe we would rather he didn't say out loud. And maybe he didn't, but they're here in the Tefillah, and the Nach records them for us so that we don't get it into our heads that the inaugural day parade is just something all positive without any reflection of the true issues that we have as a people. When your people, Klal Yisrael, is defeated, is smitten. The word magefa has come up a lot in another shir that I am in. It can mean a plague, it can mean a disease, but negef generally means smiting, striking. So when Klal Yisrael is smitten by before an enemy, asher yechatu lach, because they sinned against you, not the enemy, but because Klal Yisrael sinned against you. Shlomo HaMelech has never fought a war, but he knows the history of Klal Yisrael and the future of Klal Yisrael, or that there will be times when we are not worthy of victory. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wins the victories. We may think it's the Iron Dome, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to be worthy of that. V'shavu elecha, v'hodu eshemecha. And they return to you and acknowledge your name, as one does in defeat. There are no atheists in a foxhole, as they said in World War I. V'hispalalu v'eschananu elecha b'bayis hazeh. And they pray to you and supplicate you and beseech you. We said the Tchina before. In this house, in the Beis HaMikdash. So they come back to the Beis HaMikdash. And they acknowledge Hashem's name and recognize His greatness. Lamedalad be'atot tishma ha-shamayim. May you listen in the heavens. V'solachta. And you forgive. L'chatas amcha Yisrael. The sin of your people Yisrael. This sounds a lot like all the slichos that we say all the time. On Tanesim, during Yimei Slichos. And bring them back to the land that you gave to their fathers. Bring them back to the land that you gave to their fathers. If they're in their Beis HaMikdash, they're in the land that you gave to their fathers. What do you mean bring them back? This is the best moment to be in the land of Israel when Shlomo HaMelech is dedicating the Beis HaMikdash. But that's the thing. Shlomo sees the entire future, not just part of it. And so there will be times when we are not in Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to be davening to get the right to come back. We are a lucky, lucky, lucky generation that we have such open access. Hop on an El Al or British Airways flight, and boom, you're there. Imagine all the millennia of Jews, it's now when I'm recording this, the 3 weeks, who had no access to Eretz Yisrael of any kind. Imagine Yehuda HaLevi, who writes L'Chadodi and comes to Eretz Yisrael and is kissing the dust when he's ridden down to death by a local fellow who does not like Jews coming back to the land of Israel. Terrifying. But others say that this refers at times to physical and spiritual return. The army is defeated, but nobody is captured. They come back to the Beis HaMikdash and they do tshuva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends them out to battle again. This time they come back victorious. So they're returning to the land, but in a completely different frame of mind than they left it after they were defeated by the enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the enemies of the Jewish people. So it doesn't have to mean the far-flung future in which we live, but it still applies to us as well. Lamed hei behei otzer ha-shamayim lo yem otar ki yechet ulach. When the heavens are held back and there is no rain because they sinned against you. Later in Malachim, we'll see the very famous story of the three-year drought during the days of Eliyahu Anovi and King Achav. When we sin, starting from the top down, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds back the rain, and no matter how we are nowadays and how much technology we think we have, the week that I'm recording this, go out to Portland and Seattle and California and see what it's like when you get a little bit touch of global warming and you're at 125 degrees and you don't have air conditioning because you never have air conditioning because it never gets that hot in Portland. The world we live in. A lack of rain is something we still don't know what to do about, even as we are now. And Hashem's joy in Klal Yisrael, but also His wrath against Klal Yisrael, are often particularly manifested in terms of rainfall. V'lo yem otar, right? Think about what we say in V'hayem Shemoa and Kriya Shema twice a day. If the rain doesn't come in its season, if there's a drought, that means chet, particularly in Eretz Yisrael, which, as Rabbi Beryl Wine likes to say, has a sensitive stomach. V'yispalalu el hamakom hazeh. And they will daven to this place as we do now, or in this place. V'hodu es shemecha. And they acknowledge your name. U'mechatasam yeshuvun. And they turn away, they return from their sin. Ki sa'anim, because you have answered them. Lamed vav yatot tishma hashamayim. And now, may you listen in the heavens. V'solachto lechatas avodecho ve'amecho Yisrael. And forgive the sin of your servants and your people, Yisrael. Interesting that that's divided. Often your servants means the people of Israel. But here, your servants and the people of Israel. Maybe, the Mefarshim don't really seem to talk about it, but maybe a reference to the fact that some of the Jews did tshuva and maybe some did not. Ki soreim es haderech hatova asher yelchu ba. For you will show them truma. Truma also has to do with setting aside the part of truma that goes to the kohen. You will show them the good way that they may walk in it. Benosata matar al artzecha. And you give them rain on your land. Asher nosata la'amecho l'nachalo. That you gave, that land that you gave to your people as an inheritance. So please, when the people come to the Beis HaMikdash and daven for rain, let them immediately be answered. And that way, says the Me'am Loes, they will see that the rain was withheld as a divine punishment. And they'll say, we will see the good way, we will behave properly. And showing them the good way also means showing them whatever avera it was that they need to do tshuva from so that they can see exactly what's going on. When coronavirus came around, there were a lot of different people saying different things about why it had come and what it meant and what the lesson was. Are we making chasanas too big? Are we talking too much Lashon Hara? Are we talking during davening? Everybody has an answer. But sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't Toreim, the Derech HaTovah. He doesn't show us the way right away. We have to figure it out, and that can be very hard to parse. So Shlomo is asking for clear communication as well, so that we understand. Now Shlomo knows that it's not always that simple. There was a famine that lasted 3 years during the time of David HaMelech, if you remember. We saw that very near the end of Shmuel Beis. And David tried to figure out the reason so he could fix it, but he didn't have success. So finally he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed. We shouldn't have done the census, we shouldn't have done this, we shouldn't have done that. And so it's not just a matter of examining your deeds to see where you went astray. Sometimes you need a clue. You need a hint. You need to phone a friend. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do that. But it's also the final words about Nasata Matar al Artzecha is that you should also have mercy on the land itself so that the Holy Land doesn't become barren, doesn't become desolate. If the merit of the Jewish people isn't sufficient, let the merit of Eretz Yisrael be enough to ensure that you send rain and that you don't continue all of this negative reinforcement of what we've done to deserve it. And we'll see there are other punishments HaKadosh Baruch Hu can levy against the land and the people. And Shlomo is going to daven about those two.